Where do you think things are going to be heading in terms of breast cancer surgery? Any frontiers out there that we're about to cross?
Two answers to that. First of all, I think that neoadjuvant chemotherapy is the way breast cancer treatment should be given for anyone who we're fairly confident will need chemotherapy. We gain two enormous benefits. 80 to 90% of the women, depending on the regimen we're using, will have greater than a 50% diminution in mean diameter of the tumor, so that the cosmesis gained is just dramatically better. Secondly, by using neoadjuvant chemotherapy, we identify that group who does not respond to our best chemotherapy. And, of course, we don't know what to do with those people today, but it enables us to ask the question, what is the optimal treatment for the apparently resistant patient, which I believe to be one of the major questions facing us now. Secondly, the use of techniques other than surgical excision continues to fascinate surgeons. Cryotherapy or using a variety of ways to induce heat energy. Now, I'm worried about heat energy because heat energy causes fat necrosis, which causes fibrosis and calcifications. And I think if I attempted to present this to a patient and I were naive in my presentation and said, I'd like to excise your tumor and microwave it till it's dead and put it back in as a filler in your breast, I think she would wonder if I should be committed. But if we do it with a probe, somehow this is taken to be a clever thing. It doesn't resonate to me. It sounds like the electric razor, which is a technological marvel, which does almost as well as a cheap plastic razor in shaving your face. So I really don't quite get that. But with cryotherapy, it appears that you do get the same benefit with a double freeze and you don't get fat necrosis, calcifications, or those other problems. So that may be a very reasonable thing.